Who is holding you accountable to follow through on your biggest goals? Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. Over the past decade, I've been fortunate to participate in a variety of different study groups. And one of the things that I've appreciated about participating in study groups is that they can be an incredible accelerator for your personal and professional growth. Study groups can bring so much value because they allow you to build relationships with peers who truly understand your challenges. You get inspiration and fresh ideas that you wouldn't have come up with on your own. Sometimes being in a study group can shorten your learning curve because you're able to learn from others' successes and mistakes instead of trying to figure it all out by yourself. And one of the things that I like the most is that if you're in the right study group, it's going to push you to achieve more than you might have achieved on your own. But there is a big difference between study groups that thrive and those that fade. And it comes down to one thing. Ideas and inspiration are valuable, but they fade if there's no follow through. Relationships and community are meaningful, but if they don't lead to action, the group risks becoming more of a social club. And as high performers, yes, we enjoy our social time, but when we're in a study group and we're investing our business time to participate in a study group, we want results. And it's the accountability piece that transforms a study group from nice conversations into tangible business results. And not all study groups deliver that accountability. Many start strong, but over time it becomes one more meeting on the calendar. The energy fades, the responsibility to organize falls on the founder, and the group struggles to maintain its momentum. Also, most people don't know how to hold others accountable without it feeling uncomfortable. Some people get worried they'll damage relationships by being too direct, so accountability either gets watered down or avoided entirely. And that's where bringing in a facilitator can make all the difference. A facilitator provides the structure and consistency so accountability isn't left to chance. They can spark new ideas and provide an outside perspective. The right facilitator is going to ask really impactful coaching questions that help participants go deeper so they're not just swapping surface level ideas. And a facilitator is going to provide the energy, preparation, and follow-up so participants can focus on growth instead of logistics. With a facilitator, study groups become more than networking. They become engines of accountability that actually drive results. And when that happens, you start seeing the four characteristics of goal achievement in action. You get clarity from hearing new perspectives and constantly connecting back to your goals. You get consistency from showing up and following through. You get courage from the peers who are going to push you to take that bold action you know you should take, but you're hesitating. And you get confidence from celebrating wins together and recognizing what you're capable of. As you think about your own growth, what could you achieve faster if you weren't doing it alone? And if you're already in a study group and it started to lose some of its steam, it's not because the idea of a study group doesn't work. It's because accountability and structure are hard to sustain without outside support. And that's where I come in. I've seen how the right facilitation transforms a study group from another meeting on the calendar into a driver of growth. Whether it's a group of leaders or financial advisors, I bring the structure, the coaching questions, and the accountability that keeps participants engaged and focused so they follow through, execute at a higher level, and achieve their goals faster. If you're leading a firm or already part of a study group and want to get more out of your study group, check out the show notes to learn more. Together, we can turn your study group into a powerful tool for development and performance. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals. If today's insight inspired you, leave a review and let me know what stood out. Be sure to follow Elite Achievement so you never miss an episode. Keep showing up with the effort, mindset, and habits that lead to elite achievement.